This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in the freezing cold. We're delighted you're with us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Jason is entering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Got a quick announcement. Rick Miller's with us today. Rick, welcome.
Welcome yourself. Good. Hi. How are you freezing out there?
well, I'll get to that in just a minute. I have a quick announcement for Deborah. Now, Deborah, USA Prepares student, does not have a computer, and Ted in Washington has an extra computer for her. Deborah calls in a lot on many programs, including this one. So Ted is going to be calling you again today. He tried in the past, and he gets your messages are full, so he can't leave you a message, but he's been trying to get in touch with you to send you that computer. So Deborah, Ted in Washington will be calling you throughout today. Thank you, Ted, for doing that. That's very kind of you, and it just shows, leading by example, who we are here at USA Prepares. Students helping students, students helping teachers, teachers helping teachers, and teachers helping students. That's who we are. That's what we do. Rick, let me give out the number for those who would like to call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Listen line is up 24/7. Rick Miller, the weather is freezing cold. What's your take on this?
Well, I think we're experiencing a mini day after tomorrow. I think all the currents in Europe, there used to be seven of them, then it went down to four currents, and then when the Gulf Stream went and was broken, Europe became broken as well, and that was the death knell for a reboot in the ocean currents. Now, when it's going to happen and how bad it's going to be, the movie The Day After Tomorrow was accurate, and so what we're seeing now is kind of like that in slow motion. When you get Winnipeg was down below -100 centigrade with wind chill, you can't even go out in that kind of thing. That's life threatening. And the Midwest now with this polar shift with the electromagnetic fields, I think we're going to see something very similar to the movies shortly in some part of the world where, well, in the movies, they predicted it would be up in Scotland. And I did, Kev Baker. Kev is a friend of mine. I've known him a very long time. And we talked a little bit about it last night. But, you know, I'm very concerned. I don't think anybody's prepared. If it's survivable, that's the part that's just like you don't need a Gutenberg Bible to pull yourself through this, but you do need some minor preparation for this kind of a chill. So I guess I'm going to just suggest, you know, heads up, because this is what's going to happen next. Grid down will be next. It will sequel a day after tomorrow, because, of course, if the grid collapses like that, there will be problems with water and sewage and all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason is engineering our broadcast in Minnesota today, and he did as well yesterday. And he went to come to work yesterday. He lives in Minnesota. It's bitter cold there as well. His car wouldn't start. It wouldn't start. And let's just talk about that for a couple minutes. He was able to catch a ride with a coworker, and they came to work together, which is wonderful. But here's what happens, class. When a car's battery is really a storage device, it does not generate any electricity at all. It just stores electricity. The electricity it stores comes from the alternator, or if you have a real old vehicle, a generator. And the generator or alternator will, through a regulator, charge the battery to its optimal charge state. But there are devices on cars today that deplete the charge. So, for example, cars today have alarms, and they have all kinds of circuitry that bleeds the battery slowly over time. So typically, if you don't start your car or run your car, a car battery will go dead in 30 days. If a car battery is dead, meaning no charge, doesn't mean you can't recharge it. Just means it's depleted of its charge. If it's dead or has a weak charge left in it, it will freeze at the temperature that water freezes at, which is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. If a car battery internally freezes, it will damage the internal structure of the battery. There are lead plates separated by pieces of dielectric material. And when the water in the battery mixed with the acid freezes, it will buckle those plates and render them useless. You will not be able to recover and recharge and rejuvenate a battery that has damaged lead plates from freezing. You have to buy a new one. That's just the way it is. Well, when the temperatures are cold, your car requires a lot more energy to turn over the engine. So it demands more current from the battery, more electricity from the battery. Because the oil is cold. It's thick. It's kind of like what would happen if you put oil, cooking oil, in your refrigerator. What would that be like? So it gets thick, right? It doesn't want to flow. Well, it's worse than that at below freezing temperatures with engine oil, especially with conventional engine oil. So the engine does not want to turn over, and the battery, when it's cold, has about 40% of its original current. So if it were a nice warm day and you'd say, well, the battery's at full charge, well, during cold weather, it might have 40% of that. Not 40% less, 40% of what it would normally have. And at the same time, the engine doesn't want to turn over. So it's a double whammy. The battery has less current, and the starter requires more current to turn over the engine. Now, here's what makes it worse. So you go out there and you try to start it, and the starter starts to turn the engine slowly, but it just doesn't catch. The engine won't fire up. Now you've depleted the battery more, which means that the battery will freeze at an even warmer temperature. So if you crank it and crank it and crank it and it doesn't start, and you say, I give up, let me hitchhike to work, and you leave the vehicle with a dead battery or an almost dead battery, you're almost certain that it's going to freeze and be destroyed by the cold temperature, and you'll have to buy a new battery. That's just the way it is. So what do you do? Well, here's what we do. We have a bunch of battery chargers here. A lot. It's probably darn close to 15 or 20 of them. And they are charging batteries all the time so that they won't freeze in weather like this. And one of the chargers failed, and we lost a battery in one day, because the battery was weak, had a charger on it, I had a desulfator on it to rejuvenate the battery, everything was fine, it was coming back, and then the desulfator discharged the battery because the battery charger failed. And we lost that battery. So how much is it? $100. And you add them up, and if you have 30 of them, it's a lot of money. Even one of them is a lot of money. So you can prevent all this by making sure that you don't let your battery get discharged in cold weather. Now, here's what we've done. Rick, I'd love to hear your comments on this.
Okay, go ahead, yes.
Here's the rest of the story. Over the years, we bought all kinds of battery chargers from all kinds of companies, like Century. It used to be an American manufacturer. They'd have a heavy copper-wound transformer with a metal chassis and vents on it with no fan inside. It's pretty good. There are other companies. Well, just like Gresham's Law, good products get chased out by bad products. Schumacher makes a pretty inexpensive charger, and some of them are junk. Well, what happened with Schumacher is they took away the metal chassis in a lot of their chargers, and they took away that big, heavy transformer that was copper-wound, and they used a small transformer, and they put in a little fan. And the fan would overcome the heat that was generated. But if the fan quit, the battery charger would self-destruct. So I have a box of them. I mean, it must be 15 of them that have failed. And so we don't do that anymore. Even though they're, you know, $30, $25 shipped on the Internet, they're not worth having because they fail. They don't last, you know, more than a couple years, in my opinion. So what I did was I bought some used top-of-the-line battery chargers by Xantrex, spelled with an X. They're 10 amps. They're very intelligent. They have a computer processor on them, but they're in a Faraday cage. They're in a metal box, completely metal, no vents at all, no fan. They use the outside chassis of this sealed box as the heat sink. And they're made for marine use. So let's say you have a boat and you want to keep your battery charged and topped off. You would have this kind of a battery charger attached to your batteries to start and run your boat. What I did was I bought some extension cords, 50-footers, from Walmart at $10 a piece, shipped on the Internet. And I bought some Chinese 100-amp battery cable clamps. And I soldered them onto the ends of the extension cord. And I attached the extension cord to the 12-volt side of the battery charger. And then I cut off the end of a computer cable, and I used that to power the battery charger. And now I hang these battery chargers on the wall in the barn, and I run these 50-foot cords wherever I need them to go. And that's what I did. How much did they cost? The battery chargers used were about $55 to $60 each shipped. The cable clamps are about $3 a piece. The extension cord was $10. I'd love to hear your comments on that kind of a solution, Rick Miller, when we come back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Rick, I was talking about car batteries and starting cars and dead batteries and the plates buckling from the freezing weather. How I built the battery chargers for throughout the barn. I have four of them deployed on these 50-foot extension cords. And the extension cords are on the 12-volt side, not the AC side. Any comments?
Well, I used a light bulb. I lived in the Okanagans. It would get down to 20 below zero at night. Some weeks it would last to 20 below zero for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And so what I did is I ran an extension cord out to my car and had a light bulb right next to the battery. I used to do the same thing for my cat that lived outdoors. I didn't let it in it in the dead of winter as an outdoor cat. I learned how to mouse pretty good. And what I did is on the front porch, I built a little box with a light bulb that it could go inside that box and stay warm during the night. Light bulbs work fine. When you start to get to the weather you're currently enjoying, it becomes a whole different kind of ballgame. And a bicycle can be used as your generator. And I've done laundry, you know, where I wanted to turbo the water around. I'll use a bicycle on that with a little tub of water to churn it, and you get your exercise. You can have the bicycle inside the house, and you can have the water on the outside of the house. You know, there's lots of different ways of getting to Rome. At the cold that we're currently experiencing, your battery is going to be the least of your problems. If you can't get your water, you know, that's going to be way, way more serious than your battery freezing. And water just for drinking, or not even talking about hygiene, is going to be a serious problem.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, you're right. First things first, you know, in terms of what's important, water, just having it available inside your house, stored away, and you rotate it. That means you're using your stored water and replacing it on a regular basis. You don't leave it there for a year. I'm noticing in mine, I get mold and yeast going on inside the bottle. And you have to be very careful about that kind of thing and the way you store your water. So, first things first. Batteries are important. Water is way more important than the least of which is freezing in my battery. You know, I mean, I understand being stranded. I have been stranded. One time I was going from Pullman up to Spokane some kind of a break. Might have been around Christmas, maybe. And we got snowed in and stuck in the middle of nowhere between Spokane and Pullman. And we were there for 2 days. And there were other people there, too. They came in finally when the weather lightened up enough that snow plows could come in and rescue units could come in and find the students that were trapped off rural roads and things like that. When you travel in that kind of country, you have an emergency box which has candles, some food, some water, you know, sweaters, blankets, you know, because there's a possibility your car can break down. We had out here in the Kamiopsis, we had a couple that died because their car broke down. The amount of people traveling that road was down to zero, apparently, for a couple, 3 days. And the father, he's Japanese, decided to go for help, and he's the one that died. The fact is that the people that stayed at their car, there were two kids and the mother, they survived, and he did not, trying to go for help. And it wasn't even more than a couple of miles off the primary roads, but it was enough that exposure is a real serious problem, and you have to always be thinking about how you're going to do that. If you're in snow, going down into the snow, you'll stay at least 32 degrees.
Okay, we'll be right back. A couple comments when we come back right after these short commercial announcements and bottom of the hour news. This is USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Around a dozen fatalities now blamed on the dangerous cold weather that's been gripping the nation's Midwest for days, where in places there have been wind chills at times of below 50 below zero. That weather is now affecting the Northeast U.S. as well as the northern Mid-Atlantic states. And in Pennsylvania, a snow squall late yesterday caused a chain reaction crash involving over two dozen vehicles. This man says he was in it and tried to help other drivers.
We tried to get out everybody we could, but there was a couple vehicles that you couldn't get the doors open or anything.
Over 20 people were injured in that crash near Philadelphia. President Trump set to meet with China's top trade official at the White House today, hoping to end a trade war. Trump tweets this morning the meetings have been going well, but no final deal will come until he meets with China's president. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Flash today.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, yesterday we mentioned that we'd be learning about deaths from the freezing cold. Why did we know this? Because it always happens. Every time we have lots of snow, lots of freezing weather, people get out there and they try to shovel snow and they end up with heart attacks and they die. So far, an 18-year-old pre-med student froze to death in minus 51 degree Fahrenheit wind chill. Another 11 people died across the Midwest in record-breaking cold snaps. This is from Daily Mail. Pretty sad, extremely sad. And these storms are pretty darn violent. And about 2,600 flights were canceled yesterday. 2,600. The weather in Minnesota was in the minus 30 degree, 28 degree range. Extremely cold. And we and others have warned people that this cold weather is so dangerous for lungs that, you know, you only take shallow breaths and cover your face. And so people have died, you know, in this weather. So you need to be prepared. And am I interested in going out? No. And, you know, some municipalities require that you shovel the walk in front of your property if you live, like, in a city. Here's my take on this. Now, you might be fined if you do what I would do. But here's what I would do. If it were that cold and I were required to keep my walk clean, I'd say the heck with it. Forget it. I'll tell you why. Because that land that they placed the sidewalk on was stolen. That was stolen from the property owner at one time. That used to be somebody's front yard before they dug it up and poured the concrete. So the city did that. The city took that property and poured that concrete sidewalk. I'm not shoveling their sidewalk. I'm not doing it. Now, most people think it's, you know, nice to do. Well, if the weather is so cold and it's dangerous to do it, I wouldn't do it. I absolutely wouldn't do it. I'd fight them every step of the way. Now, I think it's the polite thing to do, to shovel your walk, but not in minus 30 degree temperatures, okay? Not in minus 20, not even when it's below zero. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. That's just my take on it. Rick, any comments?
Yeah, shoot them first and then ask questions.
Of course,
I love it, Vincent. You're so militant, man. I can't believe it.
Well,
go get
I'm angry.
You just run for president. I'll tell you, man.
Maybe vice president. You know,
maybe.
But, you know, I just want to tell our class I did something. You know, when I mentioned that when I filled out our sales tax and a battery tax information for the corrupt state of Missouri, I put that if they need any assistance from me regarding that tax return, which I made up my own form. I gave them the information I thought they should have, and I made up my own form on a lined piece of paper, and then I photocopied it and I sent it in. But on the bottom, it says that if they need any assistance from me, it's at the rate of $250 per hour and with an 8-hour minimum. It says it right on the return. And then on the check that I sent them, on where it says memo on the bottom left-hand corner of the check, I wrote payment in full. Now, here's what happens. Now, here's what would happen to me. When those parasites come and try to get me again, and they say, you owe, and I hold it. You have a copy of the check? No. Okay, well, I do. You want me to send it to you? Because it says payment in full. We're done. We are done. There is no audit. You accepted that check as payment in full. We are done. By the way, you just spent 8 hours at $250 an hour because you requested my assistance. Is there anything else I can help you with? That's how it's going to go. And, of course, I'm going to report all that on USA Prepares. Rick, I've had it with these guys. I've had it with the rules, the regulations, the oppression. These guys are in my face. I don't want any of their help. I really don't. They steal money from everybody and give it to...
Yeah. We're overworking them. The whole thing is broken today. And while there are individuals that are trying to do the right thing, the system is broken. It's not working. And that's what we need to realize. And with that, the opportunity of rebuilding it correctly this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, at first I thought, boy, it'd be awful if we had the second American Revolution. I thought that'd be really, really terrible. And it will be. And
well, we are in the middle of a revolution right now between globalists and nationalists. And actually, to see Democrats actually advocating violence, I've never, ever ever seen that before, ever. It's it's almost gleeful. Like they're just looking for a fight, trying to find something wrong. And it's tearing our country apart, and I'm glad they think that they're, doing the right thing. I'm going to do my right thing by not participating. Okay, saw this. Well,
there's a term for that, Rick.
You're going to be part of this Rick, nonsense.
There's a term for that, what you're talking about. It's called going galt, G-A-L-T, as in who is John Galt, as in Atlas Shrugged. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or would you like me to share?
Oh, yes. I've read all of those when I was much, much younger. I grew up next door when I was a child. I grew up next door to Ernest Callenbach, who wrote Ecotopia about the United States, about Washington, Oregon, and California seceding from the Union in 1984. This had just come out that George Orwell had done his 1984, and Ernest Callenbach at that time was the ecologist principal for the United States, and he wrote a book called Ecotopia, and they opened the doors to Ecotopia in 1999 then to allow the first reporters in to actually see how we live differently than the rest of the United States. There were no cars. Everything is bicycle. That means that when you went to visit somebody, it was an ordeal, and you had the old values of always taking something over as a housewarming. It's the Ecotopia. Now the leader that does that now is Michael Tobias and Voices of the Planet. And I remember when Meryl Streep and Captain Kirk did PBS, where Meryl Streep was the supercomputer, and what's-his-face was Captain Kirk was the actual person that went to Tibet to meet the supercomputer that was running things. It's an interesting, it's called Voice of the Planet. That's where your snow leopard and all of that nonsense comes out. Ecotopia is a study in the alternatives that we have in the way we may want to live. And to go down into L.A. and their traffic, going to work and back again, is a kind of lifestyle that they could not pay me any amount of money. If I were to go down to L.A. to live like that as a millionaire, I would rather be on food stamps living up here in the free state of Jefferson. And it's not ace up here because, education at 72%. Josephine County, it's an embarrassment. And good old boy networks. And I can tell you, my county, where we are, everything is seriously broken. We're way behind in everything. And yet, I would rather live here in that kind of, with Klan and the rest of it, than L.A. and that kind of lifestyle. When I wrote X-Files, I did the early X-Files, they required me to come down to Hollywood and hang out. And so, and I just, they couldn't pay me enough. I'll visit, but I won't live there. And at any money. That's why they brought Carter in the first place. And you'll notice the sets where we did everything was up in Vancouver. It was not even in Hollywood. Why would anyone want to live in Hollywood? And it's crazy.
Rick, several years ago, I spent about a month on the air talking about a square mile near us that I wanted to buy. And I could buy it and sell parcels at about $1,500 an acre. Now, this property literally is 640 acres, and it was already subdivided into 2, 5, 10, 20, and 20-acre parcels. Okay, had a road through it, an entryway, underground utilities. It had everything you could possibly want, except it didn't have well water, and it didn't have a septic system. But it had the roads. It was all surveyed out. It was ready to go at $1,500 an acre. It would have cost me about $960,000 to do this project. less than $1 million, a little bit less. And I talked about it and talked about it, and we got about, maybe 10 people that might have had some interest in it. And I gave up. But what we were trying to do is build a village of people who were like-minded and with skills. So, for example, you know, we were looking for a welder, an electrician, a plumber, a framer, a roofer, a well driller, cabinet maker, tool maker, a mason, a gardener, a computer technician, a web designer, a sniper, a barn builder, people who could get along with each other, self-starters, an electrical engineer, a mechanical engineer, a civil engineer, furniture maker, an excavator, diesel mechanic, a greenhouse designer, people who would bring value to the village. Farming the village. You know, a doctor, a dentist, a chemist, a bookkeeper. Those are the kind of people we're looking for. It would be self-sufficient. We'd have a fishing pond, an assembly hall, a school building, a machine shop, a clinic, a greenhouse, gardens, road maintenance. You know, couldn't do it. Couldn't get enough people at $1,500 an acre to do it. Couldn't do it. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, I have your phone number written on a piece of cardstock in a Rolodex. I keep all the phone numbers that that I use that are important to me in this Rolodex. I do not use an electronic method of storing information that I want to keep. I don't have any of that stored electronically. It's on pieces of paper. And the reason is I am absolutely positively not going to trust someone I don't know to maintain that information for me. What I'm talking about is, why would I want to store my information, pictures, data, backups, in the cloud? And they talk about the cloud as, you know, you don't have to know where it is. Really? So I'm going to trust my important information to a place where I don't even know where it is? That's crazy. And I'm not going to do it. Well, here's how crazy it is. So there are people who have trusted the iCloud, Apple's iCloud service, to store their data. And it's been breached. Last year, the data has been breached. So what is this? It could be naked images. I mean, people are stupid enough to do that. Take naked pictures, store them on the cloud. Really? Does that make a lot of sense? I guess maybe to some people who don't think, maybe it does. It makes no sense to me. But people do that, and they store lists and data and financial records and so forth in the cloud. Well, Apple's cloud has been breached. And some famous people's information has been hacked. And Apple kept quiet about it. They didn't publish, you've been breached. Then there was this stupid woman on the East Coast who had some insurance information on a notebook computer. She left it in the back seat of her car. The car was broken into, and hundreds of thousands of computer records were stolen. My parents happened to be insured by the company whose database was in there. And what did that mean to us? Well, had to change all the bank accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, credit cards. It was a full day of hassle for everybody. Now, the bank doesn't charge us for that directly. Indirectly, they build that into the fees, but all the checks that we had, they had to be destroyed because they had the old account numbers on them. All the payments that were automatic payments, which I don't recommend anyone use, but sometimes you can't stop it. They were all compromised. It was a mess. So why would we trust our information to these cyber accounts? Why would we do that? I'm suggesting, class, that you don't. I'm suggesting that you don't do anything that you might be ashamed of and put it online. Because Zuckerberg has been exposed by enticing 13 to 35-year-olds to give them their private information in return for rewards. You know, you give us your deepest, darkest secrets, access to everything you do on your computer or phone, give it to us, and we'll give you these rewards. Is that beyond dumb or what? Well, Apple found out about it. We talked about it a couple days ago. Apple found out about it and shut down Facebook's access to Apple. Even Facebook employees can't get to their Apple accounts. Good for Apple. But Apple's not the white hat guys either. Apple's been digging into our information. They've had breaches, and they're spying on us as well. So who do we want to avoid? In my opinion, it would be Apple. It would be AT&T. It would be Verizon. And the list goes on and on. Ilk like that. Rick, can we come back? Can you address what I'm talking about in
you bet.
With your thoughts?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We're talking about invasion of your privacy. And Mark Zuckerberg, in my way of thinking, is the poster boy for the peeping Toms. He's number one. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.